Have you ever heard of a gee whiz?
A what?
A gee whiz.
No.
Okay, what about a Fresno?
Fresno, yes. It's made to move dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like these dirt shovels now that they have on with machinery,
mm-hmm.
Motors,
mm-hmm.
motorized. But a Fresno, back when I was a little girl, was a kind of a shovel, and it had a handle at the back that the man would hitch the mules, a couple of mules to,
mm-hmm.
and pull it along, and it would pick up so much dirt. He'd take it over, you know, when it was full, he'd pull it down so it wouldn't pick up any more dirt,
mm-hmm.
take it over and dump it at the ditch bank or wherever he wanted the dirt, and it had a rope on it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then he'd let it up, and that would dump it,
mm-hmm.
then he'd go back and get some more. You know here where technical school is on that hill?
Mm-hmm.
That was leveled with Fresnos and teams way back in the 20s.
Wow.
Coles Brothers leveled it.
How long did that take?
It took a long time with teams and men, about a month.
Mm-hmm.
Where
mm-hmm.
now, you know, they could put two or three machines on there and get it done in a week and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Clay was telling me, too, that the bank building downtown, the basement of that was dug out by a Fresno.
I don't doubt it.
Over the years. He said it took them years to do it.
Which bank building do you know?
Oh, gosh, I forget.
It's probably the State National or the old El Paso National.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine those downtown.
Yeah.
I imagine all those downtown buildings were done with a...
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a buck scraper being used for a Fresno? A buck scraper is a Fresno?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Can you name for me some rancher's tools?
Ranching tools?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. In the winter, my father put the... When we had mules, he spent his time in the blacksmith shop. And he made horseshoes, and then he'd get the old mules out and put shoes on them.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, he had a... The anvil that he bent and he repaired farm machinery in the blacksmith shop. And let's see. There was a tractor after we quit having the horses and mules. We had tractors, and the tractor pulled everything.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's about the size of it from what you named.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had alfalfa mowers, you know, mowers
mm-hmm.
that would mow the alfalfa.
Mm-hmm.
What it was, it had an arm that ran by machinery and had a very sharp knives that went back and forth like this.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go out to the where the alfalfa was and lay the mower down.
Mm-hmm.
This part down, and it would just go along and cut a beautiful swath
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
of alfalfa.
Mm-hmm.
Then the hay baler, you'd let it stay on the ground for overnight or maybe 24 hours to let it dry out
mm-hmm.
a little bit. And then they would take a hay baler in, and the they had these, what do they call those? Hay rakes.
Mm-hmm.
And it would pick up the hay. They'd bring it in to the hay baler, and somebody, and then they'd put it in a big pile, and then somebody'd stand on a platform and feed it into the hay baler, and this head would go down like this, clankety clank, and they would push the wire through, and then it would come out a bale of hay.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else?